When the first ring seal popped up last winter, it seemed like a fluke. But another appeared early this spring, and then the number skyrocketed.
Since we started tracking really in like March, we have over 50 reports.
Melissa Good is Unalaska's Sea Grant agent. She's been following the seal surge by fielding phone calls from community members and taking drives around the island.
First started seeing a couple, it's like, okay, that's kind of weird, but yeah, that's okay. But when we start seeing 10 at a time on one go around, okay, that's weird. You know, that's unusual.
Ring seals are ice seals. They like to hunt in Arctic waters and haul out on sea ice. So why are so many of them down here in temperate, ice-free Unalaska, lounging on docks and molting on breakwaters?
One of my theories is that they're looking for habitat.
This winter, Good says the Arctic ice pack was the second lowest on record, leaving seals with fewer places to rest, eat, and have their pups. That may have driven them to seek out new areas beyond their normal range, areas like Unalaska.
There's plenty of food here as long as they can adapt to hunting, a different hunting strategy, I guess. Their use of hunting under the ice and using kind of that ice platform for their hunting. They obviously don't have that here, but maybe the breakwaters are serving that a little bit, or they're learning to hunt in these rocky reef areas.
For now, Good says she's not exactly concerned about the sudden swell of ring seals, but she is curious.
Are they going to stay here? How are they doing in general? The ones that we've been seeing so far, I would say most of them are healthy individuals.
But she has found two dead with high parasite counts, and others have patchy coats. Good is asking Unalaskans to help keep an eye on the seals. She's tracking sightings and collecting photographs in an effort to compile better data on their health and movements. With more information, she'll start a deeper analysis of their behavior. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.